A bill aimed at curbing fraud and abuse of seniors is awaiting President Trump's signature. It was one of the bipartisan measures passed by Congress before lawmakers left for August recess last week. WSHU's Abong Udama reports.
The Elder Abuse Prevention and Prosecution Act was sponsored by Democratic U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Republican Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley of Iowa. Blumenthal says he was moved to craft the law by the plight of a Connecticut World War II veteran and Purple Heart recipient, Robert Matava, who was defrauded by his own son. Speaking to an audience at a senior center in Meriden, Blumenthal said the abuse of our country's elders is too often overlooked.
This bill sets stronger penalties against telemarketing fraud that exploits seniors. It also designates in every federal district, Connecticut is one district, some states have more than one, a prosecutor to go after elder abuse.
The bill passed the U.S. Senate last Tuesday. Blumenthal says the law will take effect, even without President Trump's signature, as long as it's not vetoed by the president. Abong Udama, WSHU News.